The National Park Service has reversed course over a lake in the North Cascades with a name many people consider racist. For years, the Park Service considered the official name of the lake to be Coon Lake, but now they're recommending a rename to Howard Lake after a black prospector named Wilson Howard. State Senator Pramila Jayapal worked to get the National Park Service to make the recommendation. She told David Hyde why she took up the cause.
Back in 2007, one of my constituents, Jonathan Rosenblum, actually started the process of changing the name of this lake. It's right by where he lives. That process was successful. It went through the county commissioners. It went all the way to the State Board of Geographic Names, which approved the name change. And, you know, the history of this is that there was a black miner, African-American miner, who had mining claims at the lake. There are no raccoons in the lake. It's fairly clear that the documentation says that this was, in fact, a racist slur that came about because of that black miner's presence. So Jonathan started the process to say, let's change the name from Coon Lake, which is a very derogatory term, to Howard Lake. And he was successful all the way to the National Board of Geographic Names, which then said, nope, we're not going to change it. We don't see the documentation. We started the process again a few weeks ago, maybe almost a month ago, to bring this back up in light of the other names that are being discussed, name changes that are being discussed. And I was able to get 50 state legislators to sign a letter to our congressional delegation. I did a lot of work with Senator Murray's office, with the White House itself. And we're just so happy that now the National Park Service is saying, yes, indeed, we relooked at the documentation. It is, in fact, a derogatory term that was linked to this black miner, and we do believe it is absolutely appropriate to, in fact, honor the miner by changing the name to the Howard Lake in recognition of Wilson Howard, the black miner who was there.
What's in a name? Why is this decision so important to you and others like Jonathan Rosenblum, who first brought this to our attention?
You know, I think names matter. They matter a lot because they say something to a person immediately about whether that person is welcomed or not, how that person is seen, and whether or not a name was intended to be racist. In this case, we actually think it was. But the reality is we have this situation where we need to recognize that we have to continue to do everything we can to be as inclusive of a country as we can. We also know that the National Park Service and our national parks, which are such an amazing treasure for so many, are not being utilized enough by communities of color. That's something that we're looking at now as the anniversary of the Park Service rolls around. And these things matter. When you go to a lake and you see a name that is clearly derogatory, that nobody would ever say to your face, you don't want to go there. You don't want to be there. And so it's a very, very important thing to start to make sure that we're coming into the 21st century with our names and our language that we use. And particularly with, you know, within the government, we have to do everything we can to make sure that our government is for all people.
Of course, Senator Jayapal, there are still other names out there that people consider racial or ethnic slurs in this state. There's still a Squaw Bay on Shaw Island up in the San Juans, and I don't want to offend anybody by bringing that up, but it is the official name. There's still a Chinaman's hat in this state on USGS maps. Why did these names still exist?
Well, I think that we're behind the times. Like I said, you know, I think that not all of these names have gone through this fairly laborious process. I hope that one of the things we can do now that we've taken care of this name, which had gone through the process, is to actually urge the Park Service to look at all of these names and perhaps to compile a list of all of the names. My understanding is that there has been some movement on that, but I'm actually already thinking about how we as a state legislature might weigh in again with the names that haven't started to go through the process, and then working with our congressional delegation to urge the Park Service to make this one of the things that they prioritize, particularly as they do celebrate the anniversary.
And I think some of these are going to be state lands, state and county parklands.
Yeah, and those we should be able to take care of right here in the state. So I think, you know, the success of this name change, and I think I was very excited to get both Republicans and Democrats to sign that letter. I believe that people do see the need to change these names, and I have some hope that this is not a partisan issue. This is a 21st century America issue, and we need to do the right thing and change those names both at the state level and at the federal level.
Senator Pramila Jayapal represents the 37th district in the Washington State Legislature. She talked with David Hyde. The National Park Service said the new name recommendation, Howard Lake, will soon be made to the U.S. Board on Geographic Names.